A fire tore through the rafters and beams of one of the most iconic and revered cathedrals in the world Monday. Notre Dame is still smoldering in the heart of Paris as investigators begin their work looking for the cause of the devastating fire. I'm joined by Mitzi Kirkland Ives. She's an associate professor in the Department of Art and Design at Missouri State University, where she teaches art history, including the medieval and Renaissance periods. And it pains me to ask this, Professor, but what has been lost in this fire as far as we know?
As far as we know, I think the most, again, as you say, iconic part of the monument that has been lost is that spire. And additionally, inside the spire, I believe, and all of this is developing news. Again, news is just coming out, so a lot of your listeners know hardly any more than I do. But I think a couple of relics were actually stored in that spire. I'm not sure why, but there was a relic of Saint Denis. It's one of the early saints in France, and also Saint Genevieve, I think. So those have probably been lost. The spire itself, which I think lots of people saw on footage of it. Otherwise, I think we can be cautiously optimistic. It looked really terrible, of course, all of that wood on fire. But I think the silver lining, again, is that the structure did what it was designed to do. What we saw on fire was largely the wooden roof and also the wood that served as the armature for that spire, which was covered in lead also, which is also pretty grim looking. But the ceiling, we saw the roof on fire. The ceiling itself of the structure was what we call stone vaulting. So it's a series of essentially arches and a stone ceiling, essentially. And that was actually invented in the just before the Gothic period in order to prevent the spread of fire. The earlier churches had wooden roofs made with beams and trusses and things, and they, you know, were just kindling. They would just go up absolutely regularly. But the vaulting seems to have done its job to a large extent. A little bit of the webbing of the vaulting seems to have fallen, but largely the structure of the building seems to be intact, maybe damaged by the fire. Stone can be burned in a way, so there's no doubt quite a bit of remediation that needs to happen. But I think it's tragic. It's not as if it has burnt to the ground or something.
This is an iconic piece of architecture and art in itself. Do you know anything about the art that is housed in the cathedral or that is part of the structure?
Sure. There were a number of, especially 19th and 17th century paintings and sculptures down below. Those seem to have been, and again, all of this is preliminary, there may be some water damage, but a lot of that seems to have come through intact. The areas that are maybe a little bit more touch and go right now seem to be the glass windows. One other aspect of the monument that we're receiving mixed reports on is the condition of the organs, the pipe organs there. I've heard that there was some damage possibly to one of the old organs, but I've also heard that none of the pipes of the organ collapsed, so that's a very good sign. We do know that some of the objects traditionally held to be relics down there. There's some remains understood to be pieces of the true cross. I haven't heard the situation with that, but we do know that the Crown of Thorns, another one of Louis the Ninth, St. Louis' relic collection, that was saved, I think actually by somebody in the fire brigade, their chaplain or something, and a garment of St. Louis' was also saved.
To the French, the Cathedral of Notre Dame is sacred. Many have been describing it as a family member weeping in the streets, but the grief over the loss of parts of this cathedral appears to be worldwide. People have been posting pictures of themselves in front of Notre Dame on social media. What is it about this cathedral, do you think, that has caused these ubiquitous feelings of tragedy upon seeing it go up in flames?
Well, I think it is a monument that's very large in the collective imagination. When folks think about Europe, they think about France. When they think about France, they think about Paris. When you think about Paris, you think about Notre Dame. Even locals, people I've talked to here in town, so many people have visited it. So many people have personal connections to it. So there's a lot of Oh, romanticism, nostalgia, sort of personal connection to it on an individual level for people all around the world, not just the French, but it really is a shared monument in some ways.
Mitzi Kirkland-Ives, Associate Professor of Art History here at Missouri State University, thank you very much.
Thank you.